Haley, do you want to go ahead and talk about the story you were going to say?
Okay. Yeah, this was about, I'd say, a year and a half ago, and it was in Harare, the capital, where my mom lives. I was on holiday back home seeing my mom. And anyway, it's a Sunday morning, and I was in the shower, got up pretty late, must have been about 10:30. And all of a sudden, my mom burst into the shower, and she says, "Leith, Leith, there's a snake in the kitchen." And so I thought, wow, blood, okay, what kind of snake would this be? Because we live in the capital, a residential area, almost high-rise. Well, not high-rise, but residential area. And so I put a towel around my waist and walked bad-temperedly through to the kitchen. Attached to the kitchen, we've got this little courtyard where we set out to have morning coffee and breakfast. It's tiled and leads onto a small garden. And so I walked out into the courtyard, and there was a 7-foot Egyptian cobra. Wow. Nice. I was really, really blown away, because I know a bit about snakes, and I know that a bite from an Egyptian cobra in a country where antidote isn't readily available is almost certainly fatal. And yeah, there we were, my mom and I, with a 7-foot Egyptian cobra slithering between the courtyard and our kitchen. And eventually we trapped it in the courtyard, and I went to fetch guys who work for national parks. National parks are the guys who kind of look after animal problems within the city, and brought them around. And we were hoping that they were going to catch it, but because Zimbabwe isn't so rich at the moment and stuff like that, they don't have the facilities to keep caught animals. So unless it's endangered, they just shoot it. So the guy shot our 7-foot cobra.
Oh, wow. They shot it, huh?
Yeah, and we had to bury it out back.
Really? Oh. Well, still, man, I'm glad. I mean, you just don't want to be bitten or anything, so.
No, no. No way.
What a story. Okay, thanks.